wheels turning and our hearts burning. We were both free and wild. Yeah, that's what I see when I close my eyes and turn back the miles.
The song you're hearing is Turn Back the Miles. It's the title track for the new album by Adair's Run. The band's frontman, Todd Hanchock, joins me. Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
Hey, John. How are you, buddy?
Nice to talk with you. Turn Back the Miles. What does it mean?
You know, that was really my pick. I kind of pushed Pat a little bit more on that one. I was like, hey, I think this is kind of the direction of, for us. It's like all these songs that we're writing are based on some serious experiences that we've had over the last couple of years or growing up. For me, Turn Back the Miles is just a cool way to put a spin on, hey, man, I just wish I could turn back time. And especially in that song, you know, that was a relationship that put a huge, mark on me. You know, I learned a lot about myself and other people, obviously, during that. For me, it was kind of like, man, in the relationship that I was in at that time, it was like 0 to 40,000 miles. You know, she was my shotgun rider right there with me. And then we went our separate ways for a while, and like 40 to 100,000 miles on that truck. It was a time period. Man, this is awful. She needs to be back. You know, kind of turn back the miles to pick. You know, I wish I could turn back to that time or you know what, go back and go get her. And that was just kind of, you know, for me, I always love the stories, country music. And, you know, that's what it's all about, is having that storyline. And that's a real story. That's why I wanted to turn back the miles. I just feel like, you know, a lot of listeners out there, you know, would like to go, everybody has, you know, something they'd like to go back and change or relive. And that's what turn back the miles is, just a different way of saying, hey, can I go back in time? Yeah, roll back the miles on this car that I had to that time period.
Yeah, I remember taking that turn just a little too fast off of Pine Grove. And when we threw out the four-wheel drive and getting stuck down a sycamore cove, we spent the night in the front seat while you held on to me. And I go back in time just to see that smile. Yeah, so sweet.
Well, let's go way back to the beginning. You come from Princeton, West Virginia.
Yes.
It's called the Jewel of the South. Can you describe Princeton and what it's like there?
Yeah, it's kind of the typical country town. I mean, you know, got a couple stoplights, got the same hangout spots in the parking lot every Friday night, cruise a little strip there. It's kind of slowed down, I'd say. I mean, it's kind of the laid-back style. Nobody really gets in a hurry. But you know, I grew up, you know, the folks around there are just awesome. It's always like, who can I help? You know, give the shirt off your back. I mean, that's the way I was raised, and everybody is your neighbor down there. Everybody waves at everybody. It's just kind of a friendly feeling, you know?
Well, it's the area where you grew up. It's probably kind of country music heaven, isn't it?
You know, it's kind of varied over the years, as funny as it is. I mean, obviously, there's the way the radio works around there. I mean, it's more geared towards country, but I mean, obviously, they have all flavors, you know, musical genres there. I would just say, you know, growing up, I kind of saw a mix. I mean, you know, it went from the bounce back and forth from the country to the classic rock to the modern pop and rock. You know, it kind of went all over. But I would say the root of most of the folks there would be in the country.
Well, let's talk about the EP, Turn Back the Miles. First of all, let me play a bit of the opening track called Breakdown on the Interstate.
Started naming them off one by one. All the wrong things I said and done. She pushed me back and said, I don't know why you're here.
Todd, are you the principal songwriter for the band? Do you guys collaborate on this?
Yeah. Pat Polifrone is a really guitar player. He is, he and I collaborate a lot. We venture off and write with other folks, obviously, so we don't fall into whole group think. We're always looking for something fresh. So, I'd say Pat and I are the primary songwriters on this particular EP.
So who gets credit for Broke Down on the Interstate?
That would be me. So I'm actually the primary writer on that one. And I actually co-wrote that with Brett Traylor. And Brett was one of the original members that started playing with us. And he decided to pursue other interests. But he still lived in the Nashville area for a while. And we actually co-wrote that song off of a personal experience. That I had, and so that's kind of where that came from.
Huh. So that comes from you or someone that you knew?
That was definitely something that I lived. I'm always big on putting a twist into a song, and I think that's why I like country music so much, is because there's always that aha moment going into every kind of hook. That you're like, oh, that's a cool little play on words or twist. So, you know, Broke Down the Interstate, it came from a collaboration of a couple experiences I had, one with past relationships, and number two, I actually broke down on the interstate, like my truck did one night at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and the only person that I could finally get a hold of was Brett, the guy that I co-wrote the song with, and he, as he was picking me up, he says, "He broke down the interstate, huh?" And I said, "Yeah," and he goes, "Man, that sounds like a cool song title." He says, "Does this remind you of so-and-so situation that you had a couple years ago?" And I was like, "Oh man, does this ever take me back?" And literally the next night we went and wrote this.
That's when it hit. I was there in 5. Fixed her front tire so she could be on her way. And that's when she broke down on the interstate. Crying her eyes out, screaming my name.
So the last song on the EP is something you collaborated with Chris Daughtry on.
There was a song that Chris had started like years ago, and we had heard it. You know, really liked, and this was kind of the time we were just like, man, Pat and I were like, we really just kind of need maybe one or two more songs to add to the EP. We just literally got connected up with Chris and was going to do this song that he basically started. Pat and I got permission. We kind of finished it because we thought it would go a certain way, and Chris just never did, you know, get around to finishing it. But he was like, man, I love it. Like, that's exactly what I wanted to do with it. We ended up finishing, kind of co-writing that song, but it didn't fit the theme of what we were going for once we finished it. So as we got to talking, you know, there was this song called Wild Heart that Chris had actually cut, you know, a side on. And I guess it was going to be a single, and the label, you know, just decided against, you know, releasing it. And I know it was like a real important song to Chris. So we got to, you know, as we were kind of talking about the song and listening to it, it's just like super country, the words were, and the country feel, and all the write-ups on, you know, on the song that we'd read. I mean, obviously people kind of felt the same way. And so I was like, Chris, it'd be really cool to cut a version of that country. He's like, oh man, I would love that. And I was like, but you know what'd be cool? I was like, if you sang on it. I was like, I know this song's real important to you. I was like, let's collaborate and see if we can kind of, you know, help push.
You were burning like a summer, crazy like a fox. You hit harder than a drummer, like a wave on the rocks. You could play me like the lotto, you were playing the part. There ain't nobody could tame you in your wild heart. Yeah. Take me back to those barefoot summer nights. Take me back.
This is GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton talking with Todd Hanchock, the front man for the band Adair's Run. Well, you know, that's we've talking about your EP, but you just put out a new single on April 29th, Undefined.
Absolutely, yeah.
What, is this something, you know, a taste of what's to come on a new album, or is it just kind of a one-off?
When we put out, you know, the Turn Back the Miles record, it, you know, for us, it was just kind of, hey, let's just get some of the tunes out there that we're, you know, obviously performing live that are doing a little bit better from a live. You know, when we went in with production on that, we kind of had an idea. We wanted to keep it a little bit more raw, you know, guitars, bass, drums. So we really kind of developed into figuring out, hey, what's the live sound? You know, trying to predict where country music's going to go is, you know, like trying to find a needle in a haystack these days. You can't at all. But once we kind of really narrow down, hey, the kind of the sound, and we like to say, like, we're kind of like Matchbox 20 meet Jason Aldean. That's where Undefined came from. It was really cool. We went into a writing session with a guy named Adam Schoenfeld, phenomenal guitar player in his sound. In fact, he's done most of the guitar work on famous folks like I just mentioned, you know, Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean, just to name a few. We wrote the song. I walked in. And I was like, man, I got this idea. It's called Undefined. You know, just, to me, it really depicts how a lot of relationships are these days, especially with the younger generation. It just almost seems like it's, you know, nobody wants to put a title on anything. He's like, oh, it's really cool, you know. The song, within about an hour and a half, we were done. Put it in the oven, and that's what came out. And it was like, that is a much more clear depiction of our live sound and what we're going for now.